Let me refresh your memory.
But I know a change gonna come. From New York this morning, Reverend Al, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Well, we are the day after the Wisconsin primary, where both Ted Cruz and Bernie Sanders got double-digit wins over the front runner. Now, on the Democratic side, that only nets out to 3 delegates. And being that he's 600 and some odd delegates behind, it does not do a lot in terms of his advancing toward enough delegates to get the nomination. But it does give him a momentum coming into New York. Cruz scoring more because it's winner-take-all on the Republican side does give a real hit on Donald Trump, but he has to head into New York in 2 weeks. The issue for us is, where is our interest? And putting our votes behind our interest. And that's why, as I said last Wednesday morning, Tom, at Nash Action Network's convention that starts next Wednesday, we're having Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders address the convention on what their program and policies are toward our community. Now, we're not looking for a perfect candidate, but we're looking for a perfected proposal on what you're going to do about criminal justice, economics, education, all of our concerns. And then we've got to go out and deliver for our community. No one in the argument of American politics expects that their candidate is not going to have blemishes. They're attacking Bernie Sanders today for saying he doesn't believe gun manufacturers should be sued by victims. Everybody's going to have things we disagree with. The question is, what gives us the most to agree? But the one thing we must remember, if we don't vote, we're voting for those that have said openly and proudly that they intend to do nothing for us. Mm-hmm. So to allow them in is to say that you're more concerned with your pouting than your power.
That's why I asked that question a minute ago. The Black Lives Matter movement is against the presidential candidates that we have, and if we don't go, if we don't vote in the presidential race, then Trump wins.
Well, I think in defense of the Black Lives Matter movement, the 3 young ladies that started the hashtag have said they're not an organization; they breathe in groups organizing around. A lot of people that have adopted that slogan, because many of us in organized civil rights organizations have used the slogan. We were there using it as a slogan because we all were involved before the slogan in Trayvon and Ferguson and all. So many adopting it are taking one position. But in other areas, some that have identified with Black Lives Movement are running for office. So I don't think we can look at it as one organized body like you could in NAACP or National Action Network. And also, in fairness to them, say some in that has taken that position, but others are actually engaged in electoral politics very effectively.
There's not an organization?
No. And they said that. They said in the beginning they want to build a leaderless kind of movement. And I think that we've seen, you know, you've had the sit-ins in the 60s that were not part of what Dr. King or the NAACP was doing then. We've had student movements before. And I think that all formations are good if they focus on what we need to have focused on and highlighted. But then we also have to take it somewhere. Otherwise, we're just focusing. I think what they've done is great. They push the conversation forward. And many of them we've worked with, many of them don't want to work with organized groups. And all that's fine. We've always had different ways. As long as it results in something, I'm interested in the results, not the formation.
Well, will Black Lives Matter be a part of the of your convention?
Oh, yeah. We've got, in fact, the Silent Voice. We've got people come from Ferguson. We've got people from different groups that have identified themselves as Black Lives Matter. But again, you have other groups that don't want to work with civil rights groups. That's as old as our argument on the shores of West Africa when they came and kidnapped us. I don't get caught up on who doesn't want to work together. I get caught up on who does. And if we get enough of them, we move forward which is why we've been able to do what we've done around stop and frisk and police reform and racial profiling. And we have a whole lot more work to do.
Well, happy anniversary. I know that just looking at what you have on the list of things coming up next week for your convention, it's just going to be off the chain, and especially like your opening transitional election year panel.
Oh, yeah.
For everybody from Armstrong Williams to, I think, April Ryan, and I believe I saw Reverend Omarosa's name on there.
Yeah, we got Donald Trump's first coming. That's what I said. We got everybody, and we're going to hear from everybody. It's our silver anniversary, 25th year. They can go to www.nationalactionnetwork.net and look at the whole agenda. We have everybody but Jay.
And you're a better man for it.